It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Sue Thomas, because I've lost him. I don't know where he is. He's somewhere in the building. He may have actually gone to the restroom. But while he's gone, I've got Ethan in here with me, and he's running the board. And I just sent over to Ethan today this week's history of the Louis Sue. That's what I got to talk about, Ethan. And this week it is kind of the history of the Central West End. And I've got Patrick Murphy on, if you've ever watched him on Channel 9. He did a really nice documentary about the Central West End, because it was a really cool neighborhood, and then it went down, and then they kind of brought it back. And Candace O'Connor is also in with him, and she wrote a book about it. So if you like St. Louis history, you can tune in 97.1 on Sundays at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m., and you can listen to the history of the Lou with Sue.
I tell you what, it's been really cool to see a lot of the different people you've been able to interview through that. And you really are, you're a couple months into it now. You're really touching on a lot of different areas. What's been your favorite one so far through these last couple of months?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure that I have one. I really enjoyed talking to Andy, who owns Crown Candy Kitchen. And the history of that, because that store goes back so far. They've been in that location forever. And he talks about having to give up metal stands. You know, they had stands where you got to eat ice cream during the World Wars, because it was they were donating everything, all the metal to the war. And now that's why they've got wooden booths. Then I had in a couple of guys today from the Fox who worked with Stan Kahn. I got this really nice email from a woman who said, Sue, can you talk about Stan Kahn and the Fox? And I thought, okay. So we called these two guys up, and they were adorable. So I don't know. I'm learning a lot, and hopefully that's good. Oh, thanks for coming back to your own show.
Wait, can I tell you what happened?
Yes, please.
Not that it's going to matter at this point. I had to go talk to the boss. And I honestly, this is Ethan. This is why when I came out, I said, we're okay now. And you said, yeah, because I thought it was the end of the hour. In my mind, so we have several breaks. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to lie about this.
No, I get it.
I walked out because I was like, I need to talk to Steve about something. And I completely thought it was the end of the hour. And that's why I checked with him, because we time out the end of the hour with your traffic.
Yeah.
And but thank you for covering.
Sure.
All of a sudden,
are you listening on the way back going, why are we talking about history of the Louis Sue?
No, I looked at my watch, and I'm like, oh, wait a second. It's not past 4 o'clock. It's before 4 o'clock.
Okay, I've done this before, so I actually am sympathetic. One day, they went to me for traffic, and I wasn't there, and I said, I am so sorry. I just thought it was over.
Yeah, I don't do very often, but look, we're going to wrap things up for this hour, because I think we need to do that. We'll come back. We got traffic, and then hour number two with Sue's News. I'll try to pay a little closer attention to the clock and all that stuff. How about that?
That'd be great.
It's like my first day in radio or something like that. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.